This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, and of course all of you brainwashed people out there, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I had to throw that in there. Did you hear during the news break there, friends? Donald Trump said that the Second Amendment's not going to be repealed. Oh, thanks, Donald. Ah, man, I feel so much better. Donald said we're going to be able to hold on to our guns. You know, that's a form of Hegelian dialectic for those that did not know. You know, they're just going to ban bump stocks. Well, at least they're not taking our guns. You see how that works? They took it to extreme. Donald said that they're not going to repeal the Second Amendment. It's interesting that we were talking about corrupt injustices yesterday, and that came out of the mouth of a corrupt injustice from the past. I'll just go ahead and repeal it. It's a relic. It's a thing from the 1800s. Well, let's tell that to your security detail then there, dog. How's that sound? But isn't that interesting, friends? That is a form of Hegelian dialectic, desensitizing the people. The president comes out and says, we're not going to repeal the Second Amendment. Oh, again, I feel so good that Donald told me that. You know, but we're just going to do a little incrementalism here. We're gonna ban bump stocks. Oh, okay, at least they're not taking my guns. They're just taking a part of it. Well, that's what they've been doing for years, friends. Incrementally, until there is nothing left to take. See, you've been painted into a corner. You've been conditioned for the slaughter. Let me say this. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Okay, because I don't know a whole lot of people that would disarm regardless of what he said. Anyways, it doesn't matter because we have rights, not privileges. So in any case, they're going to have a serious problem if they come out with some sort of direct assault on the American people saying that you need to disarm. It's not going to fly. And that's where the American people need to come to terms with. We have rights, not privileges. We're not moving. We're not forfeiting our rights in any sense of the word. And I agree with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, who said that he was encouraged when he seen what the BLM and the FBI did to the Bundys and how the American people rallied together to go out and help their fellow brothers. Because they seen tyranny in action and they responded. See, not everybody's just going to roll over in the face of this garbage, friends, just so you know. They're not just going to roll over because they're not a bunch of ignoramuses. They just believe what they're told. To be led about by every little whim and tactic that they contrive. And contriving is what it is, friends. I also wanted to bring you over to a side of that. You know our friend David Hogg? Don't mean to give him a lot of attention, friends. But I'm always countering the lie. I mean, this kid just does not know how to tell the truth. And the mainstream media had him on again over the weekend, and in his confusion, he blurted the truth out. Well, what are you talking about, Brad? Well, remember how he was talking about how he was in a school, in the school? during the shooting? Well, someone forgot to tell him to tell that story all over again because he said something completely in contrast to what he said firstly. Listen carefully.
Our first response was, that sounded a lot like a gunshot.
This is the first response, friends.
We tell our teacher, she closes the door, and right after she does that, the fire alarm gets pulled.
This is the second one.
On the day of the shooting, I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get as many interviews as I could because I knew that this could not be another mass shooting.
Okay, wait a second. So he says that he's in the school during the shooting. As a matter of fact, there's film of David Hogg inside of Parkland during this alleged shooting. While it was taking place, little did you know that he was actually filming other students before this alleged shooting took place concerning the Second Amendment. Okay, they forgot that someone would probably tell you about that as well. But in saying that, the first response is he's in the school. He pauses because he just can't quite remember what he's supposed to say. See, this is the same guy that was busted being coached by CNN. And, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube scrubbed all of that so you couldn't hear it or see it. But we got it for you, and we played it for you last week. So he first tells us that he's inside of the school. And then when he's on national television over the weekend, he apparently forgot the lie that he told the American people the first time around. He said that he was at home, and he had to get his camera and get on his bike and pedal back to the school because this can be a mass shooting. I mean, the kid's not thinking things through. He's not a good liar. By the way, he's not a good pick, neither, because he's not convincing in any sense of the word. I want to go ahead and play that for you one more time. By the way, we had to actually download that on hard drive in case it was scrubbed again by YouTube. This is David Hogg, his first response, and then when he was on national television over the weekend, this was his second response. Listen carefully.
Our first response was, that sounded a lot like a gunshot, and we closed the door. We tell our teacher she closes the door, and right after she does that, the fire alarm gets pulled.
Okay, now this is the second response on national television over the weekend.
On the day of the shooting, I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get as many interviews as I could because I knew that this could not be another mass shooting.
I knew that this could not be another mass shooting. How does that jive with what he was saying? Why would that even come into the equation? And just think about it, friends. With the use of this little useful idiot, they're having massive marches. I mean, up to 800,000 people? Really? No, of course not. Do you remember Million Mom March? Don't you remember that they reported that 500,000 people showed up for the Million Woman March? I'm sorry, Million Mom March. There's a Million Man March, too. I'm going to get to that in a couple moments. But in every given scenario, did you know, friends, that the mainstream media embellished it? They blew it up. As a matter of fact, I have film and pictures and copies of the Million Mom March where they actually took 200,000 people, they took a picture of it, and then they cut and pasted it, and then they cut and pasted it again to make it look three times bigger than what was really there. But we all know that the Million Mom March is a thing of the past because they were busted for fraud. Just like I'm exposing to you today concerning what they're trying to tell you concerning March for Our Lives. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting Mr. Hogg again, the leader of the pack. George Soros funded, and the American people let it. Oprah Winfrey funded, and the American people let it. George Clooney funded, and the people let it. Steven Spielberg funded, friends, this march. All by David Hogg, who doesn't seem to have his story straight. But again, I've been telling you this since day one. This whole march last weekend all premised on a lie, and nothing but lies, with the use of liars. Remember, dictatorships are always based on propaganda and lies. That's how they do what they do. I was just highlighting the fact. Sam, can you go ahead and tee that up one more time? I want people to hear it one more time. Because what they'll do is they'll try to deny it. They'll try to put it in reverse. I mean, folks, let me tell you this. They're not going to tee it up through omission, cut and paste concerning one of their own. They don't want their own to get caught, but they get caught without fail. You know, that old saying, give enough rope and they'll hang themselves. It's exactly what they do. Because it's a promise from heaven, and it's a mercy of God. And the Lord awaits the church to respond with the enforcement of law to judgment to establish righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51:4. But I want you to listen to this again, friends. How can you talk yourselves out of this one, especially knowing the CIA-controlled narrative is working day and night to disarm you? And again, keep in mind, the smokescreen was this march because behind closed doors, they passed that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. Remember, it was sold to the American people as national security by Donald Trump. Did you also know that the funds that trillion-dollar omnibus bill are allocated to avowed enemies of America. National security. You know how I always tell you, look the other direction, friends? This is a prime example. Trump said it was for national security. The funds go to our avowed enemies. Do the math. National security, while you're laying to us and our children and our grandchildren debt to pay for other countries in support of them that are avowed enemies of America. That's what was going on behind this whole smokescreen concerning the March for Our Lives. But again, who was leading it up? David Hogg. And there is the media christening him. He's not a, folks, just let me say this again. He's not a good pick. He's not a good pick at all. They're undoing themselves, and we're beginning to see that happen. There's always a retaliation, friends. There's recoil. And we are beginning to see a whole bunch of that. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, NRA's political fund donations spike in wake of Parkland shootings. You also know that gun sales are skyrocketing right now. So every time they pull their little stunt and they stick their ugly head out and they try to lie to the American people all the more, the American people respond because the people respond with eyes to see in many cases. And I'm happy for that. I don't put my trust into that, but I'm happy for that. Folks, when I look at what's going on here, it's just so incredible that these people, every single one of them, the media and these politicians, are not in prison, at least. Seriously, I am. NBC caught promoting wildly inaccurate number of protesters at March for Our Lives. It's no secret that the mainstream media has invested considerable time, energy, and what little remains of their credibility in attacking every aspect of who we are as a people in this country. NBC took matters to yet another new low with its reporting on the weekend's hypocritical March for Our Lives demonstration in the nation's capital. NBC first reported in a Twitter poll Saturday that the number of participants who were registering to vote had reached a staggering 800,000 people. Remember what I said during the first segment? Remember Million Mom March? They cut and paste. They took one picture, they cut and paste it, and then they doubled it, and then they tripled it. Because they wanted you to believe that there's a lot more people there. Yep. And it always goes back to what I continuously bring forth. The old tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. The network then issued a corrective post explaining that the 800,000 number was the total number of those participating in the Washington March. Not merely those registering to vote, but that number was off by a good margin, too. Of course. The truth is, no one knows for sure exactly how many people were on the National Mall on Saturday, but a solid estimate comes from a Northern Virginia firm called Digital Design and Imaging Services, which used aerial photos to put the crowd size at about 200,000 people max, according to their counterpart, CBS News. And folks, it doesn't matter what ABC is saying, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, for the most part, they're saying the same things because, again, they're receiving all of their information from the same source, and they're all owned by six corporations worldwide. Crowd sizes are always controversial at demonstrations like Saturday's, but the real lesson here is that NBC had to know its numbers were wrong both times it published them. Of course they did. First of all, to get 800,000 new American voters into an event like the March of Our Lives demonstration would be virtually impossible. According to a Politico report from 2016, the United States had 200 million registered voters in the October before the last election cycle. So in a population of about 320 million is what it says, roughly 2 out of 3 Americans overall are already registered to vote. Not all do, of course. Considering that kind of people who turns out for protests in Washington are already politically engaged. The idea that almost 1 million previously apathetic Americans showed up in the nation's capital would have meant that actual crowd sizes would have been at least in the 3 million range. It's absurd on its face, and anyone giving the matter a second thought would know it. Okay, so here we have it. NBC is staffed by innumerate morons. They're just useful idiots. They've been indoctrinated. I mean, it's possible, of course, but the network then corrected its number with tweeting more posts. See, folks, they got caught in their lie, and they didn't know how to get out of it. The correction states that the crowd side is an estimated 800,000, but NBC didn't bother to say it was an estimate from the march organizers. Anyone with a passing knowledge of Washington protests knows that organizers routinely inflate their participation, of course. They embellish it. They make themselves bigger than what they really are. Anyone that knows it was reported. That's right. Anyone that's paying attention to the devil in the details. From a professional news organization to take and to take a number like that at face value from organizers, then pass it off as some sort of official count, isn't just sloppy reporting. It's deliberate ambiguity that amounts to deceit. In other words, they know exactly what they're attempting to promulgate. A lie. There is no official crowd estimate from the nation's Park Service. It hasn't released one since 1995 when it found the Nation of Islam, leader Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. Oh, wow. Didn't live up to its billing by about half. Congress banned the Park Service from using public money for crowd estimates in 1996. According to a January 2017 article in the Washington Post about the dispute over the size of the crowd at Trump's inauguration. Yep, they didn't want you to know how many people came in support of making America great again. Because the numbers were real. See how this works, friends? NBC was the worst offender in this case, but it is just one part of the overall march of our lives, or for our lives, distortion that was commonplace in the mainstream media over the weekend. For instance, it was billed as an event organized by and for school children. Folks, didn't we talk about this last week? Because now the New York Times story headline, "In Gun Control Marches, Students Led About by Adults Provided Key Resources," is almost comical in trying to build up to students' leadership. I mean, for example, toddlers lead trips to the candy aisle the same way the students led the march? Absolutely not. It was already in the works before anything allegedly took place there in Parkland School in Florida. So the sum of March for Our Lives demonstrates it was much smaller than hyped and did not include the marchers the media pretended it was for. About the only true reporting on the demonstration from the mainstream media was to take place on March 24th, and so there we have.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Facebook, Bradley Dean, W.E. Bradley Dean. Also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube account, we got a brand new one coming up today. We have over 200 videos, folks, that we have posted educating the American people as to how to, biblically and constitutionally address the issues of the day. And it always comes back to the responsibility and obligation of the people before God. It always does. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And going back to the YouTube page, it's Bradley Dean, EE, Sons of Liberty Media. YouTube, just punch those names in there, and it will pull up. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Amen. And we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That's how that works. We take him by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Hebrews 11:1. And we understand that by it, the elders obtained a good report. Notice the word elders there. We have to walk it out, friends, until we obtain a full impartation and a seal of the Holy Ghost. Yesterday we were talking about, and I want to get back to this because I love the topic, what is a republic anyways? And then we were talking about the government by deputies of their own election. We hit on that. And then we started to talk about the power resides in the people. And this is important for you to hear because, again, friends, when I say that you are the government, understanding us as a people and our form of government as a Republican form of government, you need to understand that we are the government. And we have this mindset in this country, and I still have a taint of it. I get it. I see how it works. I see what they've done, and I see what they're doing. I'm not above that. I'm just simply saying, friends, they have the American people led into believing that government can do the things that they want to do, when in fact it's not American government doing it. It runs antithetical to American government. So in essence, what you're seeing in operation today is foreign to the American Constitution. You need to think about that. You have a foreign government running your government. And again, it's foreign because the people allow it. If we would hold those that work for we the people, yes, I said that right, those that work for we the people, and their feet to the fire, you would understand what our government looks like, how it acts, what it does, what it doesn't do, and what it can do, right? The unanimous declaration states, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's the Declaration of Independence. Our framers understood that God is the source, the institutor from which the right of government comes. God implants into the people generally the power of civil government, who thereafter, in their corporate capacity, delegate the right of government to a select few according to the form of their choosing. So therefore, power residing in the people is a matter of fact, a law, and a natural right. The statement is true whether the people constitute a monarchy, a democracy, or whatever form of government. And the singular, friends, the singular difference then in our instance is that a republic, and in a republic, according to the Federalist Papers, number 9 and 39, the government acknowledges their delegated power. They can't act out of their scope of authority. Abraham Lincoln said that America was a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Pay attention to that. Abraham Lincoln said that America was a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Boy, you want to talk about deception, friends. I wonder if you know from where that phrase comes. In his 1382 publication of the Wycliffe Bible, John Wycliffe wrote in the introduction, "The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people." And isn't it interesting that you have the revisionists using those very words that Abraham Lincoln coined as he extracted them from none other than John Wycliffe? The Bible is the government. The Bible is the government of the people. It's for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The old tyrant Lincoln appropriated to himself and the whole federal government, but mostly himself, after Gettysburg, the phrase Wycliffe had conferred onto the Word of God. It smacks of Elizabeth's declaration after learning that her rival Mary was dead and that she was going to be the queen. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner, Scripture tells us. And this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. It also smacks of the likes of Sean Hannity's in his attribution to George W. Bush in the book that he wrote, Deliver Us from Evil. I couldn't even believe it, friends. I mean, have mercy on us, Lord, for allowing such mean and debased men to administer our government. Folks, for those that don't know, his administration, the Bushes, in foreign countries, they are wanted war criminals. And the Americans are standing behind these guys, namely the Bushes in this particular instance, because they said they were Christians. Instead of the liberal hope for democracy, power of the people, and the people really means the state, what our framers intended and understood, they also codified into their constitutions. Our framers understood that Romans 13 meant God, the supreme Lord and King of all the world, has ordained civil magistrates to be under him, over the people, for his own glory and the public good. How many times have we heard, friends, especially from professed Christians, well, what about Romans 13? What about Romans 13? Let me say this first. Nowhere can you find in Scripture the Lord commanding His children anywhere to defy His government. Nowhere. But what do you hear the modern-day professors in America say? Well, you know, we're just looking for excuses to stay in our sin because, you know, as the Lord said through Jeremiah, my people would have it so. They didn't want to receive correction. They didn't really want to serve God. They wanted God to be there for everything that they needed, but they didn't really want to serve Him. They're the worst of men. You know, what about Romans 13? Well, there's first. Here's second. What about Romans 12:21 when we're to overcome evil with good? You forgot that part, didn't you? End of discussion. Oh, Bradley, I hate when you do that, man. You bring that Word of God into context and then it clarifies everything. And a lot of times what you clarify is what I don't want to be clarified because I'm like that little pigeon that sits up on the wire. That pecks away at the seed. That which I like and what I don't want, I just ignore it. Or I shove it away. I turn my shoulder into it or I turn my head. Because I don't want to hear it. Yeah, I know. That's what Scripture does. It pulls the rug, doesn't it? Because either we're going to love the Lord our God with our whole mind, soul, and strength, or we're not. There is no in-betweenites. You're not going to touch the living God by walking in compromise. You can't straddle the line one foot in and one foot out and be okay with the things of the Lord. Revelation 3 comes to mind. The lukewarm church. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And interestingly enough, he said right there as well in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. See, that's the part. It is in context. Well, you know, I've always heard, Bradley, you know, there's, you know, Jesus talking about the church of the Laodiceans, and him talking about, you know, the lukewarm church and how he'd rather have us hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But I don't want you to say the rest of that because then you'll bring everything into perspective real quick. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That's what follows that scripture, friends. Our framers understood that Romans 13 meant God the supreme Lord and King of all the world. And that he has ordained civil magistrates to be under him over the people for his own glory and the public good. Read Deuteronomy 17 when you get a moment. Doesn't mean that they act as demigods and they're our masters. No, they're magistrates unto God. The power resides originally in the people. It means that civil government is, what we have said, in a position of trust for the benefit of the people. God, through people, constitutes civil magistrates. You may have heard this old maxim already, the king for the people, not the people for the king. There can be easily a people without a king, then there can be a king without a people. But today, is this true? Does the civil government in America on any level believe that it serves as their mere vicar of God, their mediator and trustee for the people? But that's what we see. And it's evolutionary view of government is why we see the things that we see today. As if to suggest that the state is divine. No, the state exists because of the people. The people exist because of the Creator. And government exists because God gave it, Exodus 18:21, to the people, and delegated authority went to the government from the people. That's why we can say it's a government of the people and by the people, right? We're going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933, talking about what is a republic. Anyways, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing, and I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what is a republic anyway, I was just thinking during the break, Edmund Burke said that kings become tyrants through policy because subjects rebel against law. I'm taking a live break right here. And I know, I just want to cross-check what I'm telling you right now. Again, Edmund Burke said that. Okay, so, it's just, kings, here we go. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Same difference. Kings will be tyrants from policy and by policy when subjects are rebels from principles. That's why we have a democratic form of government today. And I'm not talking about operating democratically within our republic. Okay, so I make the distinction. Moving on, what is a republic? Deliberativeness in action. The feature of a republican form of government and governments I find to be the second most fascinating, outdone only by the point discussed immediately below, in a monarch and that form of government, while still there is no God-given rights to do wrong. So the king, being one man, can easily be led astray at his own whims and fancy. That was the reason England constituted a parliament in the first place. The people, fed up with the king becoming a tyrant so frequently, instituted a check on his power and created a deliberative body of men coming from the commoners, the people. This is the Federalist Papers number 71, The Characteristics of a Republic, Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton. The Republican principle demands that the deliberate sense of the community should govern the conduct of those to whom they entrust the management of their affairs. But it does not require an unqualified complacence to every sudden breeze of passion or to every transient impulse which the people may receive from the arts of men who flatter their prejudices to betray their interests. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep. What they say is they always sell it to you as some sort of a benefit, as a good idea, but little do you know that they're stealing away your rights. And in many cases, indebting you, enslaving you. A larger body consisting of men from various climates, dispositions, and temperaments are going to be slower to act than would one man or a close group of people from one locale. Now, the beautiful principle of republicanism, friends, has been lost, however, to a certain degree by the American people and the American culture, but more so by the consolidated source from which the people, including our representatives, get their information. Have you ever watched to see just how much the American agenda is set by New York City? They call former Mayor Giuliani of the Yankee Town America's mayor. They call him a mayor, the America's mayor. Praise God, the adultery-committing former roommate of a homosexual couple is not my mayor. But truth be told, North, South, East, and West are talking points if we are watching the news. Shame on you if you do, for the most part. Know what your enemy's doing, but educate yourself otherwise. Come from one consolidated source that has lost any interest in keeping the government in line and seeks rather to play the part of being the impulse who flatters the people's passions and prejudices only to betray their interests. By the way, don't forget about Mayor Giuliani, you know, America's mayor. Also, don't forget about America's mayor dragging as well. During the homosexual pride parades, he would dress up as a woman. You can go online and check that out. You'll find many images of Mayor Giuliani dressed up as a woman. Is he America's mayor? Absolutely not. He is not. He's an abomination. So the principle of deliberateness in action speaks directly against an oligarchy where few rule over many, and the judges, it's called bureaucracy, who overturn the laws of God as administered in the states regarding abortion, sodomy, affirmative action, acknowledgement of God, and Him as the source from whom all blessings flow. Judges are supposed to determine whether the case before them is a violation of a law and if the law is ungodly or unconstitutional, period. Did you hear that? Period. Okay. So they discover and apply. They are to acquit the accused, but they are not permitted to judge the standard itself, which is above them, God's law, and how we administer His government in America through a constitution. I want to say that again. Judges are not permitted to judge the standard itself, which is above them. Isn't it interesting how you're beginning to hear today how judges are saying that, you know, we just can't come to some sort of a conclusion concerning this case because someone made the reference to God's moral law. Yet before you can testify, you put your hand on the Bible and put your hand up in the air and swear to God and man that you're going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And furthermore, that judge wouldn't be sitting in those chambers in the first place had it not been for God appointing judges who are to discover and apply His law. I mean, is that judge presiding over a murder case? Well, why are they there? Because God said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Is it a case that concerns robbery or theft? Well, why are they there? Because God said, thou shalt not steal. Is it a case of perjury? Well, then the judge says, you know what, I'm making reference to God's law. You know what it says? It's the ninth commandment, Exodus 20. Thou shalt not kill. I'm sorry, thou shalt not lie. Forgive me. And you lied. You violated the law. So that judge sits as what? One that discovers and applies the law, nothing more and nothing less. If the individual that violated the law is guilty, then as the Bible tells us, we condemn that individual. But if they're innocent, we justify them in their innocency. That's what a judge is supposed to do. Because the creature, friends, is always subject to the Creator. Thus, when we go back to what is a republic, the jurisdiction of the court does not extend over the Constitution nor over the law of God that they are duty-bound to administer. As a matter of fact, Mayberry versus Madison, the case by which the court absorbed to itself the power of judicial review, holds a law repugnant to the Constitution is void, and courts, as well as other departments, are bound by that instrument. The United States Constitution is the end of all. That is the law of the land. Going back to yesterday's conversation concerning corrupt injustices, when they begin to redefine marriage, either you're going to remove those corrupt judges, or at length you're going to be removed from where you're at as a people. When a judge sanctions the innocent, or a court sanctions the murder of the innocent, namely through what they call abortion in choice, what they did is they played God. They removed thou shalt not kill, and they said, we know better than you do. They committed an oligarchy, and because of that, now 56 million babies have been murdered in the womb, and the American people let them do it. So when you begin to take a look at what takes place in this country through corruption, you almost can't blame them for doing the things that the American people let them do, though I do. I mean, they're just simply a bunch of criminals doing the things that they're allowed to do. How do you think they're going to act out? Which is not an escape from responsibility on their part. Because before God, they have a dispensation bestowed upon them to make the wrong choice. Well, guess what? They also have the dispensation given unto them by their Creator to make the right choice. But they don't want to make the right choice, so therefore, if they want to make the wrong choice, then the law comes down on them. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose, choose, choose life. God is saying that you are moral creatures, and you have a power within you to choose the right thing, and if you choose it not, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And that's why in America today, we act as a democracy, because for the most part, most people don't know that we are a constitutional republic, and if they do in word only, they don't have the pith and marrow and the heart of what a republic really is within themselves to act it out. And that's why Scripture tells us to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's why we continuously make reference to the Word of God and the Constitution, because it's who we are, and if we want to remain a free people, and we want to give a future and a hope to our posterity, then we better know what we're talking about by studying it out. And then we better be willing to stand up and fight on their behalf. Amen? Someone did it for us. Now it's our turn, America. We live in some awesome times, and we have a huge opportunity in front of us. Let's prove the God of Israel. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.